Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another splendid episode on the silsila Treasures of Wisdom. We hope and pray that you and your families are doing well and are keeping in the best of health, inshallah. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, and our cherisher. And always, as a reminder, and as we know, a reminder is beneficial for a believer that at every step of our life, we always should be thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran encourages us and informs us that the more you are grateful to Allah, when you show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase for you your blessings and grant you much, much more. But the key is, and the secret is, to always be grateful for the countless blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered upon you and I. So every time or whenever someone asks you, how are you doing? Always reply by saying, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, that all praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon every single circumstances of mine, every single state that I may be in, whether one is rich or poor, whether one has a big fancy house or a small house, vehicle, no vehicle, whatever the case may be, always say Alhamdulillah and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Alhamdulillah, today yet again we have another beautiful topic of discussion, and that is being productive as a Muslim, as a believer. And inshallah, we would be mentioning and discussing and actually learning today about how you and I, as the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can be productive in our lives, inshallah azza wa jal. And each day, it is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we wake up in the morning, we should be grateful to Allah that Allah Ta'ala has granted you and I another day to perform more good deeds that will earn His pleasure. And that shows that we should perform such deeds that take us towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should refrain from doing those deeds which take us towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today is a very interesting topic, and before we dive deep into our topic of discussion, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that Decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me, because your recitation of salawat upon me will be a nur, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah. So let us all together, collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, the beauty of Islam, dear viewers of Madani channel, is such that it encourages you and I to be productive, and not just to sit idle. when we are silent, we can still be productive by reading an Islamic book, educating ourselves. Education is empowerment, that is productivity as well. By pondering over the hereafter, by pondering over the qudrah, over the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, contemplating over nature, pondering over Jannah, Jahannam, what will be your state on the day of Qiyamah, pondering over all of these matters, that is also you being productive when you are remaining silent. So subhanallah, there is so much of opportunities there for you and I to grab in order for us to be productive, because human beings are such that if there is no productivity, what will happen to a person? Have you ever thought for a moment that if a person is not productive, what would be the state of such a person? How will the person attain his ambitions? How would the person attain their goals, whatever they want in life? How would it be attained? So productivity is very, very important in the life of a believer. And this is something that the Holy Quran, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, encourages us, motivates us to be productive. There are so many ways, dear viewers of Madani Channel, for you and I to be productive. I mean, take for example, you meeting someone who is sick, and you going to meet your fellow Muslim. And this is a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just by your visit, inquiring about the person's health, about the person's well-being, that is one form of you being productive. And so many other forms there are, dear viewers of Madani Channel. It's just for us to not get so overwhelmed with the busyness of life. And when a person gets overwhelmed with the busyness of life, then it's quite difficult for a person to be productive, to be proactive. Why? Because the moment a person feels overwhelmed, the person becomes stationary. And the person feels like, now what do I do? I got 100 things on my plate. I got so much to do. Where do I start? Where do I end? What do I begin with? And eventually, the person loses all hope and just sits and does nothing. And just keeps on thinking and thinking and thinking that, you know, I would do this one day, I would do this tomorrow, I would do this next week, I would do this, I would do that, and so on and so forth. Eventually, until it doesn't really materialize, it doesn't really come into action. So in such a state, what does a person do? And for that, there's a beautiful word, and that word is called a schedule. Yes, in order for you to be proactive and productive efficiently, you and I, we need and have to form a schedule. Because when a schedule is in place, then you would know, okay, from this time to this time, I have this task to accomplish. From after lunch, I have this to accomplish. After Maghrib, I have this to accomplish. And like that, you plan your entire day in that way, and you would see, obviously, good things take time. Slow and steady wins the race. But eventually, you will see how you achieve all your targets, provided that you have a schedule. That's number one. Number two, you adhere to your schedule. You are disciplined with your schedule. You do not let anything distract you from your schedule. When that's in place, then you would see how the results come out from that. You know, there's a beautiful saying that instead of saying, I did this and I did that and I want to do that. Instead of saying all of that, rather let your work talk for you. Let your own work talk for you. People will see your work and they will know that, oh yes, this man, this individual, he is proactive, he is productive, he is producing work. His work is talking for him. He doesn't need to substantiate any of his actions. He doesn't need to say anything. Why? Because the proof is right there. And that is the person's work. So schedule is very, very important for you and I, the viewers of Madani Channel, for us to be productive and to be proactive. So to begin with, let us begin with the beautiful and blessed schedule of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the schedule of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so beautiful, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Imagine Nabi, our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was sent to this world as rahmatul lil alameen, and was sent to this world to guide mankind. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to this world at the time when this world was in complete darkness, in ignorance. People were doing all sorts of indecencies, all sorts of vices. And it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who came into this world as a nur, as light, and spread this light all over the entire universe. And can you imagine the schedule of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that together with the mission that he came with, still Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a schedule. And that tells you and I, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that we too should have a schedule, because a schedule makes a person more efficient in the work that they do. So Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the blessed grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned about the events and about the experiences from the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says that when I asked my beloved father, Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as to what the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do during the time he spent in his blessed home. Now we are talking about the schedule of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his blessed home. And in this regard, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the house, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would divide his time into three parts. One part devoted to making ibadah, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second part for attending to his family, seeing to his family. And the third part was for his own self, was for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there were three parts that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam divided his time. One for making ibadah, one for seeing to his family needs, you know, and the third one was for his own time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he would divide his own part. I mean, this is so beautiful. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would divide his own time, his own part for himself and the people as well. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's mentioned that he would preach to those who would remain unable to come to his blessed home through the close companions, through the close ashab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that were present in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wouldn't hide any advice and guidance from both those people that were elite and ordinary people as well. Look at this beautiful conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when it comes to the part for the ummah at large, so it was his way that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would prioritize those people who were pious, those people who were virtuous. You know what was the wisdom behind that? So that these same virtuous people, these pious people, they could go out, reach out and benefit others even more. That is so, so beautiful, the views of Madani Channel. In one narration, it's mentioned that the best of people are those who are of benefit to others. And by you and I being of benefit to others, that is also us being productive. How can you be of benefit to others? There are numerous ways, dear viewers of Madani Channel. By you seeking knowledge and then passing on, informing others of what you know, of the knowledge that you have gained, teaching it to others, teaching a child how to recite the Holy Quran, teaching an adult how to recite the Holy Quran properly. Same can go for salah as well. Same can go towards helping a needy Muslim. Maybe you know one of your family members, one of your loved ones, or one of your friends may need some help with food, maybe water. Some areas may not have water. Some may need financial help. By you being to their aid and helping them, that is also you benefiting them. And this we learn from who? We learn from the beautiful teachings and life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would divide this part for the ummah according to the religious necessities. Look at this beautiful schedule of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we are talking about the blessed schedule of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in his home, how he divided his time, and in his own personal time, he divided that as well for the people, to educate them, to teach them about the deen, to give them advice, to give them counsel. Perhaps someone you know who is stressed out, who is going through some difficulties in life, some worry he's going through, some tension. And by you just uttering some words, some good words, words of hope, words that carry positivity, that can lighten the burden of that individual who is going through that worry. Can you imagine how much of relief he would get just by hearing even 10 minutes or even 15 minutes of you counseling your fellow Muslim, telling him something good? He would feel so good that he would feel hopeful again. He wouldn't be hopeless anymore. Why? Because of you, because of the effort that you have put in. And it does not go to waste at all, dear viewers of Madani Channel, because you are benefiting others. You are being of benefit to others. And that in its entirety, it's such a beautiful feeling you get, that you know, you would feel fulfillment. You would feel meaning to what you do. You would feel purpose to what you do. You wouldn't feel it being empty or void of anything. No, you would feel that, you know what, today, this one act that I have done, I have accomplished something. Instead of having 100 tasks there and not being able to accomplish even one of them, here, at least one task got accomplished. That is you also being productive. And always remember that it's not about the quantity, it's not about the amount, it's about the quality. How the way in which you are being productive, it's the quality that matters. It's not about how much you do. It's not about doing 100 or 200 tasks in a day. It's about how you're doing it. Are you doing it with sincerity? Are you doing it with ikhlas? Or are you just doing it for the sake of doing it? If you're doing it for the sake of doing it, then how would you find pleasure in that? How would you find, you know, some sort of fulfillment in that? But when you do it with purpose, with meaning, then you would feel satisfied, you would feel content that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the ability to be of benefit to others, to be productive in the deen of his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all of this we learn from the blessed schedule of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And further on it goes that if any one of those who have been blessed with respect, with dignity, had to ask about an Islamic matter. Someone had to ask about two, and some had to ask about many Islamic matters. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would pay attention to those that are asking the question and allowing them to ask only those questions which could benefit the ummah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would then explain the rulings according to their states. I mean, how beautiful is that? That when you want to ask something, when you want to ask a scholar something, a mufti something, or anybody else, you want to ask them, you know, about it for advice, for counsel, you want to know any ruling, you consult a mufti, you consult a scholar, then your questions should not be such way it does not benefit yourself, where it does not benefit the ummah at large. Rather, your question, the nature of your question should be such that it benefits you, it benefits those around you, it benefits your friends, and it benefits the ummah at large. Subhanallah. And after that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would ask all those that would be present there to pass on these rulings to the rest of the ummah who weren't there, who weren't in that meeting. And for those, like, for example, women, those who are sick, those who could not make it, etc., who could not present their needs directly to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those who were present, they had to convey their needs to him. Because if someone presents the need of another person to the king, which the person himself cannot present, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him steadfastness on the bridge of Sirat on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now, let us go to the schedule of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam outside his home. All of this, what we have discussed so far, was pertaining to the blessed home of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he further asked that afterwards, I asked my father, my honorable father, Mawla Ali, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, as to what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do during the time he would spend outside his home, outside the house. And Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he replied and he said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would mostly remain silent. And he would only speak when it was necessary and beneficial. Look at this conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's mentioned that one who believes in Allah and on the day of Qiyamah should speak good or remain silent. And here we see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his schedule outside the home, outside his house. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is saying that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remain silent and would only speak when necessary and beneficial. So when you have something to say, think first whether, do you need to say it? Is it really important that you say it? Well, what you intend on saying, is it going to benefit? Is it going to be beneficial for others? If not, don't say. If it is, then yes, of course, you must say, you must speak. Otherwise, silence is salvation, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. And thereafter, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would win over people with his good manners, with his good and excellent, most excellent character. And he would avoid saying anything that would make them dislike you. I mean, you want people to like you. You want people to be close to you. How do you do that? It's not about wearing the fanciest of clothes, or it's not about wearing the best of perfumes. No, it's your character that gives you the best appearance. It's your character that gives you the best fragrance. And because of that, that is what draws people closer to you. You win over the hearts of people by displaying good character. And thereafter, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would honor the elderly people of every nation and make them their leaders. And he also says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would warn people to perform good deeds and instill fear of divine punishment into them. And this is one of the very beautiful characteristics of this ummah, wherein the Quran mentions, the Quran teaches us that you are the best nation Why? Simply because you promote, you encourage, you enjoin that which is good, and you forbid, you prevent that which is evil. This is not only the duty of an alim, a scholar, or a mufti. No, this is the duty of every single believer, male and female. Every single believer. And by doing this, dear viewers of Madani Channel, guess what? You and I are being productive by doing this as well. Telling someone to come towards salah, telling someone to feed a hungry person, telling someone to remove an obstacle from the pathway. This is you enjoining goodness. Recite the Holy Quran, all of this, and so many other examples. And to prevent them from evil, don't go to the club, pubs and hubs. You know, don't go to haram places. Don't go to the casinos. Don't go and gamble. This is you preventing people from evil. Don't you think this is being productive? Of course, yes. It is you and I being productive. That when we go out to meet other people, and every Thursday, as you know, the Sunnah-inspired Ijtima of Dawat-e-Islami takes place. You go out, you take that initiative, you take that step, you go to your friends, to your family, to your loved ones, and to other fellow Muslims as well. You're telling them that, brother, please come towards the Ijtima, a Sunnah-inspired Ijtima, mashallah, where we will be listening to the Holy Quran, recitation of the Holy Quran, the Naats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a beautiful bayan, a beautiful dua, dhikr, salam, and so much more. By you doing all of this, this is also you being productive. So being productive, dear viewers of Madani Channel, is very, very important in our lives, because we need a drive. Every one of us, we need a drive. And without a drive, how do we function? Without a drive, how do we achieve our goals? We cannot, if we are not proactive, if we are not productive. And the best way to being productive is making sure that you have a good quality of sleep. Yes, so experts say that 6 to 8 hours, a person should be sleeping for that amount, for that duration, 6 to 8 hours. And in the beautiful environment of Dawat-e-Islami, we see that it encourages us that 2 hours after Isha Salah, we should go into our beds, onto our beds, and we should sleep. So that we can be fresh at the morning, when it's time for Fajr, we wake up, we are fresh and we are ready for the day. The night is not there for us to be awake the entire night, for us to be playing games, for us to be on our phones, scrolling through reels, scrolling through videos, scrolling on social media, etc. Because that does so much of damage. Damages your eye, your eyesight becomes poor, your vision becomes weak. The night is not there for that. Allah Ta'ala made the night for you and I to rest. And the morning, the day, Allah Ta'ala created for you and I to seek His sustenance, to go out, to work hard, so that we can provide for ourselves and for our families. We can sustain our families as well. This is, in totality, this is called productivity. Look at the beautiful teachings of Islam, dear viewers of Madani Channel. How much it encourages you and I to be productive. And remember, the first step to being productive is to have a schedule. Because if the schedule is not there, then how can we achieve our target? How do we know that, okay, in maybe 1 month's time or in 2 months' time, I want this to get done. In 1 week's time, I want this to get done. It cannot get done if a schedule is not there, because the schedule itself will push you to get it done. And you gotta be a self-motivator. You gotta be self-motivated. And when you are self-motivated, you don't wait for person A, person B, person C. You don't wait for no one. You just get it done because you are self-motivated. When you get it done, when you do the work, when you take that step, then you would see others following behind you. And that itself makes you a very good leader, because a leader is the one who takes the first step. And all of this comes from being productive. It all comes from there. So take all of this, implement all of these beautiful teachings that we learn from the beautiful life, from the beautiful seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And speaking of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we do have a very melodious kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And mashallah, whenever we listen to the naats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we get rejuvenated. Our love increases for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that through this love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you and I, may Allah ta'ala make all of us productive in making efforts, a lot of efforts, in the beautiful deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So let us go forward and listen to this beautiful kalam, and thereafter we will be back to discuss much more inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Tere jaya,
tere jaya,
koi nahi, yahi bole sira wale chamne jahan ke thale sabhi maine chhan dale tere paaye ka na paya tujhe yak ne yak banaya tujhe yak ne yak banaya tujhe yak ne yak banaya tere khulq ko haq ne azim kaha teri khilq ko haq ne jameel kiya کوئی تجھ سا ہوا ہے نہ ہوگا شہا تیرے خالق حسن و ادا کی قسم ادا کی قسم ادا کی قسم
دنیا پہ آیا کوئی تیری نہ مثال دنیا پہ آیا کوئی تیری نہ مثال لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
مکے رہن والے مدینے جان والے مکے رہن والے مدینے جان والے ٹھڈے کھان والے نو سینے لان والے ٹھڈے کھان والے نو سینے لان والے تیرے باجو ڈگیاں نو کوئی نہیں سنبھالدا تیرے باجو ڈگیاں نو کوئی نہیں سنبھالدا
لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
اب میری نگاہوں میں جچتا نہیں کوئی جیسے میرے سرکار ہیں ایسا نہیں کوئی تیری آتے صفتاں دا کوئی بھی حساب نہیں تیری آتے صفتاں دا کوئی بھی حساب نہیں تو تے کتھے تیرے غلاماں دا جواب نہیں تو تے کتھے تیرے غلاماں دا جواب نہیں حوراں نوں تو روپ ونڈے حبشی بلال دا حوراں نوں تو روپ ونڈے حبشی بلال دا
لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
چہرہ تیرا نور ونڈے ساری کائنات نوں رب وی درود بھیجے ایک تیری ذات نو چہرہ تیرا نور ونڈے ساری کائنات نو چہرہ تیرا نور ونڈے ساری کائنات نو رب وی درود بھیجے ایک تیری ذات نور رب بھی درود بھیجے ایک تیری ذات نور شہدائے زمانہ تیرے حسن و جمال دا شہدائے زمانہ تیرے حسن و جمال دا
رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
اشارے سے چاند چیر دیا چھپے ہوئے خور کو پھیر لیا گئے ہوئے دل کو اثر کیا یہ تاب و تاوان تمہارے لیے کر کے دعا سونا سورج نو موڑ دا کر کے دعا سونا سورج نو موڑ دا آپے چن توڑ دا تے آپے چن جوڑ دا آپے چن توڑ دا تے آپے چن جوڑ دا بگڑی بناوے میرے نبی دا اشارہ بگڑی بناوے میرے نبی دا اشارہ
رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
کہندی اے حلیمہ مکھ ویکھ لجپال دا کہندی اے حلیمہ مکھ ویکھ لجپال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا چودویں دا چن نالے عرشاں دا تارا چودویں دا چن نالے عرشاں دا تارا قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالو پیارا قسم خدا دی مینو سب نالو پیارا ہو کا دیوا تیرے میں سچے پیارا دا ہو کا دیوا تیرے میں سچے پیارا دا جیوں دا اے ظہوری نا لے کے تیرے یارا دا جیوں دا اے ظہوری نا لے کے تیرے یارا دا منگتا میں تیرا تیرے در تیری آل دا ہاں منگتا میں تیرا تیرے در تیری آل دا
رب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا دنیا تے آیا کوئی تیری نہ مثال دا دنیا تے آیا کوئی تیری نہ مثال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا لب کے لے آواں کتھوں سونا تیرے نال دا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ what a melodious beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم may Allah سبحانہ وتعالی increase our love for his beloved Habib صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and grant us the ability to implement the teachings of Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم into our lives. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, coming back to our topic of discussion in which we are discussing being productive as a Muslim, as a believer. And Alhamdulillah, we have heard and listened to many beautiful angles, perspectives, and different aspects on how you and I can be productive. And we also spoke about the beautiful schedule of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inside his home, how he would divide it into three parts, one for ibadah, one for seeing to his family, one for himself. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would divide his own time for the people as well to guide them on matters. If they sought any, wanted to know any ruling, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would guide them also. And we have also learned about the schedule of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam outside his home as well. So, to go on with this beautiful topic of discussion, let us go now to a very, very important aspect with regards to productivity and how to be more efficient in this regard. And that is something that this aspect, right, it's something that many, many take for granted and don't really value it, don't really appreciate it. And that is the value of time. You know, time is something that people usually take for granted. And this has also been mentioned in so many narrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So time, dear viewers of Madani Channel, in order for you and I to be productive, we have to know how to manage our time. I mean, you know, there's a time and place for everything. And in today's time, you know, today's age that we are in, it's such that Ramadan begins and then the next Ramadan is coming. That's how fast time is going. Time is just running, the views of Madani Channel. Time is not waiting for anyone. We have to make that time. We have to take out that time, appreciate time, value time. And when you do that, when you value time, you would see how Allah Ta'ala places blessing in that time of yours. Everyone has 24 hours. How is it such that some people accomplish so much, so much, so many ambitions? People accomplish how? No one is given more than 24 hours. No, everyone has 24 hours. So, but when we look into the lives of those people that has accomplished so much, their ambitions, their goals, whatever they wanted, we see that they stuck to time. They valued time. They knew that if I let this 1 second of mine go to waste, I'm going to achieve nothing. 1 second, the views of Madani Channel. These people, they value time. And because of that, they have achieved so much in their life. Because of valuing time. So when you value time, you would see how more productive, how much more productive you become. And together with that, once you have your planning, you got it in your head, and then you put that planning onto paper, black and white. And once you do that, you need to put that into action. If there is no action, then it's all pointless. It's all wasted. So action is key to productivity. It goes hand in hand. It can't be just productivity and no action. Productivity can't occur without any action. So action is a must. And for all of this to happen, time management, your action, everything to happen, a schedule is a must. A schedule should be there. Now, do you know what is the importance and the necessity of a schedule? Many may think that, you know what, I don't need to make a schedule. I know what I'm doing throughout the day. For what do I need a schedule? I don't really need one. I know what I'm going to do at 1 o'clock. I'm going to have lunch. I know what I'm going to do in the morning. I'm going to have breakfast. I know what I'm going to do at work. I'm going to go 8 to 5. I'm going to do my work. I'm going to come back. Many may have this mindset that they feel they don't need a schedule. But with such people, they end up getting overwhelmed. And due to being overwhelmed, they end up getting stressed. And then due to being stressed, they can't carry out their work more efficiently. And when that happens, how does one expect productivity? So a schedule is very, very important. Now let us go on to this aspect where we understand and realize the importance and necessity of a schedule. If you and I, if we observe the system of this universe, we can see the manifestation of the divine power, the qudrah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every object follows a specific order and schedule. So the particular system and schedule evident in every single aspect of the universe is a clear indication of what? Of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is also a clear indication that He is Qadir, He is Al-Hakim. Because Allah Ta'ala is the one who has complete control over life and death in the system. No one can live, no one can die without His will. Allah Ta'ala has established a connected system of everything from His infinite wisdom. And as long as Allah Ta'ala desires, it will continue to function that way according to the will of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. In the Holy Quran, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned His system of wisdom at so many places, at so many instances. For example, look at this ayah wherein Allah Ta'ala mentioned, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, لِكُلِّ نَبَئٍ مُسْتَقَرٍ. The translation from Kanzul Iman, for every prophecy mentioned in the Quran, there is a fixed time. And over here, Allama Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah, he mentions something so beautiful, and he states that in relation to this ayah, Allah Ta'ala has designated fixed times for the prophecies He has ordained. And their occurrences, they will take place at the exact time. For example, as Allah Ta'ala specified the time of death, and He mentioned as follows, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Allahu yatawaffa al-anfusa hina mawtiha. The translation from Kanzul Iman, Allah Ta'ala takes away the souls at the time of their death. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at this beautiful system of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And similarly, a specific schedule was created for the rising and setting of the moon and the sun, which have been following for thousands and thousands of years. And as long as Allah Ta'ala wills, they will continue to rise and set at their appointed times. Like in the Quran, it is mentioned, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْفُلْكَ لِتَجْرِيَ فِي الْبَحْرِ بِأَمْرِهِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and He made the sun and the moon subservient to you, which are constantly moving. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In His magnificent creation, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala governs a huge system with His divine wisdom. Allah Ta'ala has crowned us as the noblest of creation and sent us into this world. And it's important upon us, for you and I, to work with the wisdom and knowledge bestowed upon us and establish, you know, specific rules and regulations for all of our matters, for all of our affairs. Why? So that every task of ours is accurate and systematic. Otherwise, if you really have to think about it and ponder over this fact that other creatures, right, such as animals, they also eat, they also drink, they also sleep, they also move like us, they have hands, they have feet, they have noses, they have ears, hearts, and brains, just like us. If there is a disorder in our activities, what difference will remain between us and other creatures? So, we should make a schedule for our times and follow it as much as possible. And as you know, we mentioned earlier on that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to carry out all his tasks according to a specific schedule, whether it be ibadat, worship, whether it be household chores. Every task was allocated an appropriate time. Now one may think or ask, okay, we understood the schedule of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we understood the importance and the necessity of a schedule. What is the benefit of a schedule? And yes, I must say that there are benefits to having a schedule. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that to be occupied in unproductive activities is a sign that Allah Ta'ala has turned His mercy away from that person. And for the purpose for which human beings are created, If even a single moment of their life passes without fulfilling that purpose, they deserve to be surrounded by regret. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said further, and if despite living for more than 40 years, their virtues do not weigh their immoralities, they should be prepared to enter the fire of hell. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This in itself, this beautiful narration should be a motivation for you and I to be productive, even at home. You know, help out with the household chores. It doesn't mean only your mother must do it, your sister must do it, your wife must do it. No, you as a husband, as a father, as a son, as a brother, you too should help in the household chores. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do the household chores, would mend his own shoes. So there is no shame in this. Each one of us should partake in doing household chores as well, as that also falls under being productive. And to conclude, inshallah, that remember, being productive doesn't mean that you have to be busy 24/7. It doesn't always mean that you have to be busy. No, being productive is about the quality. It's not about the quantity. When your quality is there, your sincerity is there, your intention is there, your ikhlas is there, and you're carrying out that act, even if it be one act that you carried out productively, that is you and I being productive. So, as we know, time is always of the essence. Until next time, stay wise, stay kind, and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.